John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Okay, we're going to restart because, you know, we had some problems here and the script didn't stop and it just kind of took over on its own.
Yeah, damn.
And it loaded an old
episode. Is it due to one of our artificial personalities?
Probably. It was probably a Betty thing. So, okay, we're going to restart the show here.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is Shyampa.
Ooh, good lord, it's Shyampa.
All right, why don't you go ahead and cue Betty?
Hey, Betty here, but whoop a weep, like wow, that's all I got, for now.
Okay, well then
is I it guess, one of those kind of nights?
I guess Betty's just kind of taking it easy tonight. Hey everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
Like, yeah. And like, hey everybody, it's like Joe from like Chicago.
Like, oh my god.
Hi. Like, I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty, and you know what? Like, my butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of episode 85. Like, really? Seriously? For Monday, April 17th, 2017. Hey Anthony, how's like the weather in Tampa for like you Tampa nights?
Oh, thanks, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
Alright, well I guess we can move into our weather or something here. Like, how you doing, Joe? Like, the weather still doesn't start for like a minute, so I don't know. We always rush through like, the opening for some reason.
You know what? I'm doing okay. Like, I didn't do anything today but like sit in the house.
Like, is that all you did today was like just sit in the house?
It was crazy.
Well, that sounds kind of like awesome. You know what I did today? I went to work
today.
Just
living the Chicago lifestyle.
The Chicago lifestyle.
You went to work today?
No, I had to go to work today. I tried to live the Florida lifestyle, but I can't pay Wells Fargo with good looks. And even if I could, they still wouldn't accept the payment. So, it's time for your...
Hey,
Yes? Oh, are you going to weather interrupt us? What's up?
No, nothing.
You said, hey, what... What is that? Oh, you got a laser pointer, and so you're going to shine it at your camera and burn out your CCD chip. Then, like, Anthony, why don't you see me anymore, Anthony? You burnt out your chip. All right, Joe's dancing in the Chicago studio. It's time for your Shyampa weather from Tampa Bay International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 83 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 43%, giving us a heat index of 83 degrees Fahrenheit. There's a dew point of 58 degrees and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 85, then partly cloudy with a low around 68 overnight. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 84, with a 20% chance of showers after 2 in the afternoon, then partly cloudy with a low around 69, with a 10% chance of showers before 8 in the evening. And that's your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Thanks, Betty. And from the National Weather Service, reporting conditions from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMBW. If you're listening on a recast, this forecast may no longer apply.
Nobody knows.
If you're listening live, it's currently mostly cloudy with temperatures reported officially as 56 degrees, or 13 if you're in the Celsius land. The dew point is 40 and the humidity is at 49%.
I resist centigrade. I resist centigrade. I am a centigrade resistor. That is communist math.
Is it centigrade or Celsius?
Does it really matter? If you know the difference, give us a call at 813-327-8566. 813-327-8566.
So, Monday night, we can expect mostly clear conditions with a low around 44.
Celsius.
On Tuesday, expect mostly sunny skies with a high near 75, and it could be gusty. On Wednesday, expect a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy with a high near 55. It looks like our flirt with the 70s is over for a while, as it will be a cool weekend coming up when I'm in the Tampa studios for my annual weather review. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty. Back to you, Betty.
Go, Betty.
Thanks,
go.
Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Chiampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support this music by visiting Incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Chiampa Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment.
Oh, wow, she got a little wound up with that one. Wow. Wow. She is Betty all right?
Yeah, she blew a little extra smoke my direction. Whoa.
Well, Betty can do that sometimes. My database needs to be refreshed. My database has almost choked me as well. Although, I mean, I can honestly say it doesn't really look like they've cleaned in this studio in a while. It's kind of grimy.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
I don't even dare look up at the ceiling anymore.
You know, and they give us dirty looks at the end. It's like, what? Do they have some kind of cleaning convention show?
I don't know. Well, they better not enter this place. They better not use this place as an example, because they do a terrible job. Although I haven't seen them for a while. Maybe we just stopped paying them. You know, Betty did that once before. She just stopped doing payroll because she just didn't like to do it anymore. She just stopped doing payroll. So I wonder if that's what happened.
That's why I haven't been receiving my checks from
you get checks? I never got a check. I thought this was all part of my parole. Oh, well, then maybe we might have to have a conversation with Betty to see if she's doing accounting or not. So, and we have to mention...
No problem, Anthony.
Oh, you're very welcome, Betty. Show us the money. Whatever's left of it. We have Amy Mellon, who's been on our show a few times in the past.
Yes.
And she tells a wonderful story about her recovery from opioid addiction through cannabis and the story that she's endured. And she's done a lot of, she has and is doing a lot of activism throughout the, well, she's kind of, I think she's in Maryland now. So she's doing a lot up on the Maryland scene. But she's also kind of, she's from Oregon. She's got her fingers in that too. She's got a lot of things going in there. So she's kind of in a lot of different places. She was in DC recently. So, but unfortunately, as of tonight, she is in the hospital. She was having some cardiac issues, and at first she thought it was a drug interaction, and it turns out that something weird is going on, and I think it sounds like a pacemaker might be involved at some point, so she's not too happy about that. But go visit her. I threw a post up on our page, so go visit her to check out the latest. I think last I saw, she was going in for a procedure, so she was probably going to be out for a few hours. But check her page, wish her well. You know, we want her to recover well from this episode, and you know, and she even made mention on one of her posts that she's wondering if the problem that she's having today is a result from all of the medications that she was on before, that she replaced with cannabis, all the opioids that she was taking, all the pain pills and everything. So, Yes. And she's really fighting because I guess the hospital won't let her use her medical marijuana. So they're withholding it from her. And she's trying to avoid getting any type of opioid pain prescription or pain pill while she's in the hospital because it's an addiction she overcame. So when you're addicted to something, you don't want to kind of go back to it. So she's kind of in a really tough space right now. So I wish her the best. So yeah, but that's my little thing on I'm Amy Mallon. I had a little spot in the script, and now we can go on.
The Internet of Things, Anthony, yes. Is it worth it? We've had discussions about this many times in the past. But now it's getting to a point where we've kind of brought these stupid Internet of Things hacks upon ourselves.
Oh, I have a question. Is it okay now, or are you still experiencing technical issues? You still sound fine. I've not noticed any variance in your your stream.
When you were talking about Amy, it was as if, though, there was a lag, and then you caught up with yourself. So there were certain passages that I didn't maybe quite get.
All right, that's fine. I was rambling anyway. So please continue with your Internet of Things, and we'll move on.
So, you know, whether it's poorly reported stories of hacked Samsung TVs or hacked teddy bears, crazy claims about wiretapped microwaves, it seems like everything these days you can connect to the Internet. I mean, I have my thermostat connected to the Internet. And so if I'm at work or if I'm in Tampa, which I will be soon.
You will be soon.
You know, I'll be able to turn on the air conditioning if I so choose.
And we can set his heat to like 99 degrees. And he can come home to stinky fried kitty.
Oh, no. Gross. So, you know, if you've got any kind of interconnected devices yourself, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. Or if you just want to give us a call for any other reason, now's as good a time as any.
Betty would love to know your IP address.
Yeah. So, warmer weather in Chicago. This is a second year in a row where it's kind of been a lot warmer earlier in the year in the season. Or like right in the middle of the winter season than it's supposed to be, and it's kind of scary.
Well, I mean, you know, it's you guys were having some really warm weather in February, which in and of itself is frightening. I mean, that if anything is more frightening than warmer weather right now. That warm spell you guys had in February, I'm like, that's a little. It should not be 50 degrees in February in Chicago.
Exactly. But there was a big oops. Toronto. Yes. In the University of Alberta in Edmonton partially melted the world's largest collection of ice cores from the Canadian Arctic, reducing some of the ancient ice into puddles. Apparently, a freezer tripped an alarm. And
oops.
The freezer was sending heat into the freezer. Up to 104 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees centigrade.
Ooh, centigrade.
So 13% of the archive was exposed. So none of the complete cores were destroyed. Oh boy, that's loud.
Was that loud?
yes. Oh, it's loud. I'm like, is that the time for me to shut up?
No, I can turn it down though. How's that? Is that better?
That's better. That's better.
We seem to be having sound anomalies this evening.
And the last thing that I want to talk about really quick, and this is
you can take your time. You can take your time. I'm having to reformat my database.
Okay. This was from one of our users, Carlos. He passed my way a story about Texas. Texas. Oh, Texas.
Like the state or taxes?
Texas.
The state of Texas. State. Okay, okay.
Texas. Yeehaw, Texas. So guess what they did in Texas, Anthony?
What did they do in Texas?
They put something inside of this bill called the man's right to know, which right there sounds so misleading. Basically, it fines $100 for each masturbatory emission that occurs outside of a woman's vagina or a health or medical facility.
Oh boy, I'm not going to Texas, that's for sure.
So wait, how do they detect these things at hotels?
I don't really necessarily think there really is any intent to actually enforce the bill.
I suppose if you're in your car now and you're masturbating on the side of the road, you can't.
You shouldn't be in your car masturbating on the side of the road in the first place. And if you're in the state of Florida, you might make my news if you attempt to do that at some time and point.
A Florida man
was caught masturbating on the side of the road. All right, so now that we've got Joe doing what he does best, apparently, that fucking giraffe finally gave birth.
Oh, thank God. I was tired of hearing about this.
My God. And like five times a day, one of the local news stations would pop up all the time. I'm like, Jesus, people. I'm like, I don't want to see it five times a day. And I'm like, well, I can unfollow him. And then I don't see what's going on in the world and who's blaming Russia. So, you know, this is kind of one of those things. So, like, really? Like, were you like listening to Morning Rush Hour this morning? Like, how was that?
Like, oh my God, I just liked it so much. I couldn't stop saying
oh my goodness. Apparently Radio Brendo Man got picked up by Betty in her infinite wisdom in Weekday Rush Hour. We will try to make sure that does not recycle itself back in.
Here's the thing that you know, public speaking for me and actually speaking on air and formulating my ideas from my brain
into
something
like
that's coherent.
Like coherent.
Used to be a lot more difficult for me than it is now. But I can say that for these people that I heard this morning, like
take a hit, man.
Like it was just a like fest, and I just didn't get it. How do they express themselves in this way? How do they communicate in the real world this way? They don't. They have this code, and they all get together and they speak this way, and they go to shops that are catered to them. It's like the ultra hipster way. It seriously is.
Yep, it is. It's like ridiculous. As I choke over,
you know,
here.
Is it a matter of judging? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe these people are good.
Maybe.
But at the same time,
they may be good people. I'm not saying they're bad people.
Yeah,
but they gotta stop saying like so much.
Yes.
So you know what we should do though, before we go into your news, since we've got like about a minute.
Yeah.
We're gonna spin the wheel of randomness news. Are we still blaming the Russians? Did you file your taxes on time?
I sure did.
Oh my goodness, what is it going to be? What is it going to be? This wheel is so damn slow. Oh my goodness. There we go. That is freaking awesome. All right. So, tonight's random news story before we get to Joe's news. University of Michigan unveils a 1,500-pound Rubik's Cube from ABC News. Wow. Yes, the University of Michigan mechanical engineering students with too much time on their hands decided to create something about as useless as its original. Seven former and current students unveiled a 1,500-pound Rubik's Cube during a ceremony Thursday night inside the G.G. Brown Engineering Building on the Ann Arbor, Michigan campus. The massive, mostly aluminum structure is meant to be played by students and others on the campus. Four students came up with the idea 3 years ago and handed down the project to other students. The oversized version of the brain-teasing 3D puzzle, which has puzzled and frustrated players since its heyday in the 80s, is much harder to decipher than its counterpart. The puzzle is solved when the player is able to manipulate the cube and all nine squares on each of the six sides display the exact individual color, thus guaranteeing the player's virginity will remain intact for at least another two semesters. And next we have... Joe's
and
news.
Now for the news.
Well, you know, I don't know if I have anything that's quite so virgin, because these next few stories are pretty interesting.
Are they really? That's awesome. Yeah. I like interesting stories.
So, hey, audience of one or two or three or however many.
We had six. We were at six for a while. At six. Well, we're down to three.
Okay.
So three people ran. They heard us. They said, no way, we're not getting involved in this shit. No.
I hope, folks, that you're not ready to throw up in your mouth a little bit.
Oh, please don't.
You know, I would love to have a convertible, but here in poor America, I can only afford the bus. But I digress. Oh, Ben Hooper. What do you have for us tonight, Ben Hooper? Hey, I would love to get Ben Hooper on the air with us, Anthony. Interview him. Ask him where he gets all these wonderful stories.
Well, you can always email him and ask him, or you can send us a cease and desist.
Well, police in Germany said a man and his 14-year-old daughter were covered in liquid manure. Ooh. When a truck splashed them while they were in a convertible.
Ooh, splish splash.
Dachau police said the 52-year-old man and his teen daughter were parked at the side of a road near Altomünster. Oh god, there's a cat on the mixer. About 19 miles northwest of Munich in Bavaria.
Is that what the Soprano uplift was all about? Was the kitty on the mixer? Was that what was happening?
There's a cat on the mixer. And the cat's trying to come this way. Hi, cat.
Hi, kitty.
So
we got more listeners.
The truck, yeah, oh, great. We got more listeners. Truck was carrying this load, and the kitty is just all over the place.
And we talk into our microphones so people can hear us.
Hey, do we?
Yes, it usually helps. Oh, it's going to be one of those
nights. We have
a
kitty cat on the mixer.
That's going to make things very interesting. It looks like one of those knobs are just going to go into a very uncomfortable place on the kitty. I would probably get the kitty off the mixer. That's why we do not condone pets in the Tampa studio. Once we had someone bring in a boa constrictor, we figured that was not good.
All right. So
anyways, is your pussy under control, Joe?
Yes.
Okay,
our pussy
good.
Is now under control. Okay, good. Our mixer is back to normal operation.
If you would like to talk about Joe's pussy being out of control, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yes. So anyways, the case has been passed along to the liability insurance company, always have insurance, of the farmer driving the truck. Expletive happens, a police officer joked to the Bild newspaper. And in this case, it was liquid expletive.
Wow.
So this next story, kind of ingenious, actually.
I see.
And it sounds really like Flintstones version 2.0. This is by our friend Daniel Uria. And this is from April 12th. A driver in Canada was charged by police after officers discovered his car suspension had been replaced with wood and wire. Wood and wire.
That's awfully dangerous.
Police in Val des Monts, Quebec, shared a photo of the 28-year-old driver's improvised suspension made using a wooden log and chicken wire tied together with a pin. Three of the tires on the vehicle showed very advanced signs of wear and tear. It was basically keeping the vehicle up, Sergeant Martin told the Ottawa Citizen about the makeshift suspension. Wow. Officers also discovered the driver did not have proof of insurance and had an open Pabst in the front seat. No, it was just
Beer.
I don't know if it was Pabst.
In the Tampa studio, we are drinking Stella. Stella, the delicious beer to drink when you're podcasting.
And here in the Chicago studio, we're drinking Perrier. Sparkling natural mineral water.
Still drinking that Perrier, huh?
Oh, I love my fizzy water.
Yeah.
So the driver that was able to pass a sobriety test, but his vehicle was impounded for inspection, and he was given a $481 ticket for open alcohol, as well as additional tickets for safety infractions and lack of insurance.
Wow, that's kind of exciting. Yeah. Very exciting.
Now, this next story is going to
we got like four minutes, so make sure we take some time. Yeah, we're kind of... Right,
well, we can talk about this one.
We're
kind of
blazing
through
a little bit here.
We're going to blaze off into danger zone. Yeah. So, you know, I guess this is going back to the whole connectedness of things.
The Internet of Things. Where your thermostat can get chlamydia and give it to your refrigerator and your meat goes bad. Yeah, exactly.
Gross.
That's why nothing of mine is connected to the internet that matters.
You don't have a toaster that needs a firmware update?
No, I don't want to have to do the firmware update on my toaster. I just want the fucking thing to toast my damn toast.
So, a Dallas emergency siren system was hacked on April 8th. Resulting in them sporadically sounding for about an hour and a half.
Really? They were going for an hour and a half, huh?
Hour and a half. Oh,
Lord.
Forcing officials to have to shut down the entire system. Now, you know, with all this things going on in North Korea and China and Russia sending their own little warships and spy ships to see what we're up to, you know, this is kind of not so good. You don't want that system to be down or hacked.
What are you going to really do? Duck and cover? I mean, this isn't 1983 grade school anymore. Duck and cover does not work. Sister Mildred said duck and cover would help, but Sister Mildred was lying.
Well, if Sister Mildred was like 300 pounds, though, she might help absorb some of the impact blast.
No, she was pretty thin, and I think she had like one leg was shorter than the other, so she had like she wore like this one shoe that had like it was like almost like 8 inches taller, and had like this 8-inch heel.
It was like one flat bottom. And one pump.
It was like one huge flat and one huge pump. One flat and one huge pump. Yeah, it was kind of scary. We called her Peg Leg.
Whew.
We were such mean children.
Yeah, it sounds like a damn evil, evil children.
Hey, it was Catholic school. What can I say?
So let's get back to the story, though.
Yes, let's do that.
The person or persons or the person or people responsible were able to hack into a part of the system that was communicating with all 156 of the city sirens, said the this person, Rocky, who heads up the city's Office of Emergency Management. His office was eventually had to shut it all down, which is used to alert people to shelter indoors during severe weather, you know, and also nuclear attacks. Or zombie attacks, too. Who knows?
Zombie attacks. Leave the slowest one outside. Last one to the door is decoy.
They were going off at 11:42 p.m.
Oof.
Until 1:17 a.m. And they go off in like 15 cycles of 90-second siren activation.
That was my air raid siren. I apologize to anyone who was listening with headphones. I do greatly apologize. I should have given you a warning. It just happened. I'm drinking a Stella. What do you want? It's beer.
Remember, there's a mute button availability to you.
Oh, yeah, there is a mute button. I keep forgetting about the mute button sometimes. You know, I want it to be real and gritty.
See, I just use my mute button. Real and gritty.
Real and gritty. So finish telling us about these emergency sirens.
So, well, you know, they don't tell us, though, what exactly happened or who did it. Because that's got to be a sophisticated hack, I would
think. Maybe,
maybe
not.
I mean, that's a very sensitive system.
You never know. You never know. clearly it's not that hard to hack.
Apparently not.
It was apparently probably all not together with lamp cord. Lamp cord and unencrypted communications over email.
And styrofoam cups and that you can't recycle.
Cups. Yes, non-recyclable styrofoam cups. So, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part
You're
of
welcome.
This UniQ on air with an E, smells like a W, outer looped, where in the world is Carmen San Diego? Why haven't I updated the script you virtually shunned? GMO-packed, kid-unfriendly streaming experience. I've got to change this. Well, visit Chiampa.info to find out how. Chiampa.info. Hang tight, folks. We will be back in exactly 4 minutes if I can find the buttons and the carts and this and that and everything else.
Yay!
Hey, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashbacks.
Here comes Point Dread and the Talon Fighter, including adventure book and story record with sound effects. Action figure sold separately.
Let's hear He-Man, Skeletor, and the Point Dread story.
I, Skeletor, will finally defeat He-Man.
Use the Talon Fighter to stop Skeletor.
In a flash, He-Man's hurled through space and time.
Surrender to the power of Point Dread's Talon Fighter.
You win, He-Man, but I'll be back.
Point Dread and the Talon Fighter with record and storybook. You have to put it together. Action figures sold separately from Mattel.
Where do you think really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from? A chocolate cow? In a chocolate field? On a chocolate farm? Near a chocolate stream? Wrong. Really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from where you'd expect it to come from. Hershey. The chocolate people.
Chocolate milk people, too.
You are tuned into Chiampa.
We radio.
Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like. Just let us know in the voicemail. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Yeah.
Hello, Betty. Betty, where are you? Activating emergency Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Like Anthony's Like Crazy Florida News, like next. But first I want to tell you, thank like God it's Monday, and, according to W. www.nationaldaycalendar.com. Today is National Bat Appreciation Day, Cheeseball Day, Ellis Island Family History Day, Haiku Poetry Day, Poem in Your Pocket Day, which, by the way, changes annually. Like, you all are a little cray cray with these so-called national holidays. And ways, go grab your bongs, bitches, so like we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. You are just absolutely wonderful. You're a peach, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
See, Betty, exactly. Exactly. All right. I'm overmodulating.
I am so stressed out. I am so stressed out.
Aren't we all, Betty? Aren't we all stressed out? We're all stressed out one way or another.
I feel super sexy.
I am so stressed out. I am so stressed out.
Oh, boy. There goes Betty. And here goes our Florida news. Oh, goodness. Got to reset the meters on that one. Ooh, that made me feel cross-eyed there a little bit. Okay. Apparently, your connection has improved greatly because I can turn down your mixers a little, your sliders.
All right. Yeah, so. There we go.
All right. So, okay, where am I at? There we are. Okay. So, sometimes when you're living the Florida lifestyle, you can get a little carried away and forget something important. Tonight's first crazy Florida news comes from mypanhandle.com and tells us about an absent-minded shoplifter. One Monday afternoon at the Kmart near Fort Walton Beach, 30-year-old Ramona made a quick getaway with $1,200 of stolen goods. Unfortunately, she left behind her purse and her identification during the getaway. The police were contacted. Okaloosa deputies and the suspect's purse, or said the suspect's purse, contained her identification, meth, and drug paraphernalia. Deputies went to Ramona's house on Green Street and arrested her at her home shortly after the incident. Police also arrested 33-year-old Craig, the suspected getaway driver. Ramona is charged with grand theft, resisting a merchant, using a tool to remove anti-theft devices from merchandise, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Craig is charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Oh, goodness. I can't talk tonight. That's what I had a beer. See? The staff, apparently the Sunday crew, had like some kind of Easter thing, and they left like a bunch of beer and stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm going to drink their damn beer. And I drank some beer, and now I'm, you know, so I'm kind of like double whammied here. So that's what happens when you shoplift and you leave your purse behind. The police will find you. All right, here's our next story. Sometimes tourists get Florida fever and do something really stupid. Our next story comes from the Orlando Sentinel and tells us of a Michigan woman with a heavy, heavy hand. Tabitha, 41, of New Baltimore, Michigan, was trying to enjoy a fireworks display at Disney's Magic Kingdom one Wednesday night. Unfortunately for Tabitha, there were some menacing, inconsiderate high school students who were getting on her last damn nerve because they would not sit down and they were blocking her view of the fireworks display. Tabitha and her family insisted that these children sit down. Tabitha became agitated, so the girl and her friends decided to leave. As the girl walked away, and this is always how it starts, As the Florida woman walked away, she told Tabitha, "You can take our spot." Apparently, this angered Tabitha very much. According to an Orange County Sheriff's arrest report, Tabitha responded by wrapping both hands around the girl's neck and began to squeeze. Joe's reporting horrible network quality. Tabitha was booked into the Orange County Jail and was released on $2,000 bond. Tabitha is not returning phone calls. All right. So we have a horrible thing. So can you even hear me, Joe? I mean, what's going on?
Well, we're reporting here in the Chicago studios. We've got some bad network connections, folks. Anthony's cutting in and out. Audio is going wonky, so... We'll do the best we can, and we apologize for all the technical difficulties tonight.
Yeah, what's going on tonight?
I don't know. Shit happens with the internet, man.
I guess that's what happens.
Is there a major sporting event in progress? That could be killing it.
I don't know. There might be. I'm sure there is. There's always a major sporting event. I think there's something going on with the NBA tonight or something. Hold on. Let's do a Google search.
Could be all those people in Texas masturbating, too.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money. They should upgrade the network infrastructure right away. Okay, so we're going to go to... We'll go to MSNBC, because they seem to carry sports. I really don't know all who carry sports.
Wow, but... this is our first sports cast of the Joe and Anthony show history.
Yeah, apparently. Oh my god. This is all ridiculous. Okay, no. You know what we're doing? We're going to ESPN.com.
Oh boy. There goes our yep. There goes Anthony.
Yeah, well, we have... Hello, Joe. Yes, I guess there is some type of a playoff game. I don't know where. It's the Pacers. It's Cleveland versus Indianapolis. It's, you know... have I completely gone off the rails there, Joe?
You've covered it pretty well. I think okay. We can go back to our normally scheduled programming.
Our normally scheduled issues. Okay. That was the extent of our sports broadcast. Okay. Oh, here I was. So anyway. The police.
No problem,
the
Anthony.
The police arrested Tabitha for smacking children. I don't have a naked Florida story tonight. I'm sorry. I could not find one. No, I really couldn't, and I don't understand why.
Nobody got naked in Florida this week? What the hell?
I'm sure plenty of people got naked in Florida, but I don't think they got caught by the police behaving badly while naked. Okay, so our final story of the night comes from Bay News 9, exclusively on Spectrum Cable and the internet. Sometimes living the Florida lifestyle requires you to hand over the wheel to someone else, even if you're not bright enough to hand that wheel over to someone competent.
Competent?
Competent. This story actually happened. This broke this morning. I had to, add this at the last minute because it could not be ignored. This past Saturday, a 32-year-old mother cruising down Interstate 4 decided that driving interfered with her quest to live the Florida lifestyle. So she decided that her 14-year-old son would be a great substitute driver to cruise down Interstate 4, which has been ranked 14. One of America's most dangerous highways since 2010. Yes, and 14.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and people people will drive like 80 or faster on 4. 4 is, I don't like driving 4. It makes me nervous. What could possibly go wrong? 7 people were injured in a vehicle crash on I-4 on Saturday night after the 14-year-old that was driving the vehicle lost control and crashed. So no deaths. So good on that. No deaths, but a lot of serious injuries. Driving while ignorant. The crash happened around 7 p.m. on Saturday on I-4 in Hillsborough County. Troopers said the teen was attempting to change lanes and he lost control of the SUV and crashed into a barrier wall. Troopers said the teen's 32-year-old mother was inside the vehicle, along with another adult, a 3-year-old, and 2 6-year-olds, and a 16-year-old. So a packed full car of children and 2 adults.
Children.
Why couldn't they let the 16-year-old drive? I'd imagine the 16-year-old.
Maybe he didn't have his license.
Well, and the 14-year-old did.
I guess he didn't, though, either.
I mean, I would trust the 16-year-old a little bit better on the driving. I'd imagine they at least take driver's ed. The 14-year-old is now facing charges for careless driving and driving without a license. The mother of the teen was in the SUV during the crash, and she has not yet been charged. Trooper said more charges are pending as the investigation continues. And that concludes your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo! The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Someone's gotten a little bit excited there.
It's time for Two for Monday. Happy Passover, by the way.
Do we need to spin the wheel for Two for Monday? Do you want to spin the wheel?
Why not?
All right.
Spin the wheel. All
right, hold on, spin the wheel. I get sick in a bit, too.
I love the wheel. I love the wheel. Maybe we'll get a caller. Maybe the wheel will land on a caller. Come on, caller. Come on, caller. Land on it.
Woo! Oh, shit. Free egg roll.
Well, happy Passover. And, like, wow. Like, it's, like, day.
Day.
And now, from Conservative Wisdom, he would like to share these two ethereal thoughts with you, our dear listener.
Okay.
Ethereal thought number one. I despise hypocrisy and endeavor to eliminate my own. I know I am far from perfect, which is what I meant my final breath to be. Let that sink in. Ethereal thought number two. There is no such thing as ethics anymore. It is as if though we are passing through a morality black hole, and everything, including our genitals, are for sale.
There's laws against that. And if that's how you're supplementing your income here, I would probably recommend you find a different thing. I mean, Betty's
sites,
working at Kmart. That's how she's
supplementing. There's sites like Chatterbait and Cam4.com where models can earn money by people throwing them tips, which are tokens.
Tokens.
Yes.
Wow. Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
So what do you got for us, Anthony?
Let's see. Well, I don't have any deep, ethereal thoughts that normally. The Rays want a stadium. They want us to pay for it.
Again?
Well, they still have. They're in Tropicana Field, which I guess has been around for at least a couple decades. But it's a horrible place. It's terrible. It's a terrible stadium. But the problem is wherever they put it, we got to pay for it.
Yeah,
and we already paid $25 million.
There should be no public funding.
Nobody. I agree. I agree. I think the team, if the team wants a new stadium,
what are the ticket prices for that shit?
Put in the ticket prices and make the team pay for it, or whatever the National NBL or National Baseball NBA. No, that's the National Basketball Association.
The National.
MLB, Major League Baseball. Make Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball.
Make Major League Baseball pay for it, you know, and put in the ticket price. But don't make me pay $200-$500 million to build you a new damn stadium.
No. Mm-mm.
You can't
That's
even
like
fill
they're
the
talking
stadium
about a sports
now.
Museum.
Yeah.
We're talking about a sports museum here in Chicago.
No. So the Lucas thing shit the bed, now they want a sports museum.
Yes, now we want a sports museum.
Why don't we take care of some of the problems already going on in the city? Like the ridiculous
crime
rate.
Oh, you mean
rate.
Like this crazy Easter weekend?
How many were shot and killed?
Well, there was like 29 people shot and like 8 killed, I think.
Fuck that shit. You know what? I don't even know if I want to go back to Chicago to visit. This shit is ridiculous.
The thing. It's not necessarily killings on the north side or any of the north side areas. It's the robberies and the strong arming. And it's daylight. It's like 4:45 in the afternoon. Wow. Things are happening.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
You know, and as a matter of fact, I got into a Facebook tiff a few days ago.
Did someone say that you were violating their constitutional rights by not letting them rob you? fucking idiots.
And then they tripped, and then they sued my insurance company. No, I'm just kidding.
God, I know, right? Fucking idiot.
Wasn't there? Weren't you telling me something about insurance policies?
Homeowners insurance. Yeah, if a burglar, yeah. if a burglar breaks into your home, or an uninvited or an unwelcome person comes into your home, and they get injured while in your home, they can sue you, and you have to pay for their medical bills because they were injured on your property.
That is so wrong.
That is very wrong, but
wow.
That's the world we live in. I don't know what
this
else.
This world sucks. That's all I'm going to say.
Sometimes it does. It really does.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
And you know, if you got some thoughts about all this stuff, give us a call right now.
You've got like 10 minutes. You've got 10 minutes. You've all been good. We've been getting calls from you all like left and right forever.
Yeah.
And we don't hear from you anymore. So I don't, you know, I'm hurt. I'm really hurt.
I'm not necessarily hurt because I do get good feedback from time to time.
Well, good feedback is good, you know.
You know, some of the other things going on here in Chicago, we have quite a building boom going on right now. Lots of high rises going up, lots of new expensive luxury projects going up. But rents are kind of stabilizing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because there's so much supply and not enough people. I mean, just because, you know, here's the thing. A lot of the shootings and murders are happening on the south side. So a visitor that goes to Millennium Park or Navy Pier...
No, you're going to be insulated from that.
More likely than not. Yeah, you might get some ruffians and...
You might get mugged, but it's all part of the Chicago experience. You got mugged, big deal. Get mugged to have a hot dog. I mean, I think they sell the t-shirts at the airport now. I got mugged in Chicago, you know, so.
Please help us pay our taxes.
I know, and they keep raising your taxes and more people keep moving out. It's like a bad saving game.
Well, and here's the thing now, too. Which, you know, I'm all about higher pay for people and making sure that we're making a good minimum
wage. I was
about
$15 an hour, but then I did the math.
Well, the state of Illinois is thinking about trying to make minimum wage $15 an hour now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know, but here's the thing, though. Businesses will flee.
They will leave. Are they going to do it gradually, or is it going to be like an immediate bump?
It'll be a gradual, but it'll be in place by 2020, so it'll be a quick gradual.
All right. Well, did they offer any incentives to the businesses to keep the businesses to stay?
They're getting small business owners, like retail shops and such, credits, tax credits.
Okay.
But that will only last up until the point when they actually implement the full wage, and then you're on your own.
But I mean, I guess that then comes to another question I understand it is very expensive to run a restaurant in Chicago with taxes and upkeep and maintenance and fees and everything else on top of that. But then on the other hand, it's like your workers need a living wage too. And
this is true.
You know, you can't. Where do you squeeze? So do you squeeze
you
them?
You raise prices.
There you go. Well, yep. But you got expensive people around you. You can say new low price, raise the price, and they wouldn't know the difference.
But when you start charging those high prices, then you need to provide premium good service. And I'll tell you something.
You don't provide.
I've been
premium
to a couple places.
Well, what happened? What?
No, I've been to a few places where the prices are high and they're not providing premium service.
No,
and
they'll
it
hurt.
Sucks.
Yeah, they'll hurt. Yeah.
And I won't go back there.
No, I don't.
You know, if I'm gonna pay these prices, then you better keep shit clean.
Oh no, definitely. Well, but then as a restaurant though, you have to strive to meet that demand as well. So it really is a double-edged sword because it's mm-hmm. everyone's being squeezed from every direction. It's so who's going to give, you know? So who is going to give? That's the big question. But marching around in pink pussy hats is not going to be the answer. I'm sorry.
Pink pussy hats? What's that?
Oh, you know, the whole women's march on Washington a couple, right around time when the retard in office got elected, I guess inaugurated. This whole country's a fucking mess.
I saw a really good article somewhere, and I wish I could remember, but they said that Trump is just all about personality. Whatever makes him popular, is where he'll guide
just
things.
That's how most politicians are anyway.
If polls come out and say that the American public think that we'll be protected if we start wars with North Korea, then he will go in that direction.
Oh,
and that's
God,
that's scary.
That's very scary.
That's
very scary. Oh,
he
boy.
Needs... I guess I'll be one of those armchair people that says he's got to go.
No, you know, hey, he's got to go. He's got to go. We got to go, too.
Okay, fine. Finish out your 4 year.
We
got to
go, too. The ugly lights, dude. Did you not hear the ugly lights come on? Maybe you didn't. It looks like the ugly lights have been on for a while now, and the cleaning staff is giving the dirty looks from the control room. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on a recast, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Chiapa Radio. Got nothing to do weekday afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Can you hear the background music now?
Loudly.
Okay, I'll just adjust it just a little bit, though. All right, and you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovely automated personality unit, Betty. As you can tell from this morning, she has questionably awesome programming with archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with her sassy attitude, sure to make your coffee percolate. On your drive home, catch traffic with toppers weekdays from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure old music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home far more enjoyable.
Wow! So much awesome programming. You won't find this stuff on mainstream media anywhere because they're boring.
Yeah.
Oh, and hey, be sure you tune in to our 24-hour internet station, Chiapa Radio, anytime on your mobile, your tablet, your Celica phone, your Apple, whatever.
Your shoe phone.
Visit us at www.chiapa.info, and that is C-H-I-A-M-P-A. .info. We have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes there. Also, make sure you follow us on facebook.com/Chiapa Radio and also on Twitter at Chiapa Radio.
Wow. Tonight's show is very disjointed, folks.
Yes, our internet quality
has been
jumping all over the place.
Yeah, but we've had a good number of listeners, so, you know, we've gotten a good little steadiness there, so we appreciate those that have tuned in this evening to listen to us ramble on. I've been kind of drinking a little bit, so that's kind of made things a little interesting around the studio here. And Joe, well...
I'm drinking Perrier.
Joe's drinking Perrier, but he's got a broken internet connection. So,
it's horrible tonight.
It's terrible. So anyone, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday, I think. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. And remember, folks, don't leave your ID behind while robbing some stranger of her fried chicken. I didn't update the storyline after choking a teenager at the Magic Kingdom. We'll talk about frying stolen chickens next week.
Yes.
Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Y.
Boom chakalaka. Good night, T.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiapa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiapa Radio.